In the run-up to the War of 1812, the U.S. Navy had a problem. It needed additional ships to defend the nation's interests. But America was still recovering financially from the Revolutionary War and didn't have the money to build a whole bunch of extra vessels as fast as the Navy needed them. This dilemma gave rise to so-called privateers, private citizens in private vessels commissioned by the U.S. government to abduct British merchant ships. One of the most famous privateers was an 1812 Baltimore clipper schooner called the Lynx.
She was built in 1812, and she lasted until about a year and a half out there on the water, give or take.
Orion Cooling is one of seven crew members working on board a replica of the Lynx. The ship, completed in 2001, was built at Rockport Marine and was the first square-rigged vessel built in the area since 1885. Cooling looks up at the ship's four masts, made from laminated Douglas fir. The Lynx has a total of 11 sails it can use.
All the power of a downwind square rigger, but we are also rigged front to back or fore to aft, and we can deploy those sails in a very fast fashion. We've got the ability to catch all kinds of winds and really harness those winds.
In Belfast, where the ship is currently moored, Cooling says visitors can tour the deck or sign up to go on a cruise.
So right now is deck tour time. We're hanging out, talking to people, just getting to know our boat, a little bit about the history. And then we also do sail away. So you can go out for a couple hours at a time, and we do a live black powder cannon firing, which, of course, they're not cannons, they're carronades, but who cares? And then we talk about the history of the ship. We usually sing a few shanties, because who doesn't enjoy a good sea song?
The ship is the brainchild of lifelong sailor and maritime history buff Woodson K. Woods. According to the ship's website, Woods wanted the Lynx replica to be a training opportunity for kids and adults to learn about sailing in the 18th and 19th centuries, the role of privateers on the seas, and how the Revolutionary War affected maritime history. Eric Losey, the boat's chief mate, says a day sail on the Lynx also teaches passengers something that's just as true today as it was 200 years ago.
They realized that one person can't make anything happen by themselves, so they see that it takes the entire crew all working in unison to accomplish pretty much anything that we're doing on board here.
The ship, which runs its programs through the Lynx Educational Foundation, has traveled up and down the East Coast, through the Panama Canal, out to the West Coast, and back to New England through the Great Lakes.
What are a few of the things that sort of, when you look back to the actual time that this vessel sailed on the water, sort of amaze you about what they were able to accomplish back then?
Back then, they didn't have some of the luxuries that we have on board here, such as a diesel engine, modern navigational aids.
Losey says it was amazing that ships like the Lynx actually sailed around in the fog with poor charts and didn't wreck more often on the rocks.
Able to know where they were at by taking bottom soundings and knowing what the type of bottom was as to where they were and whether they had good water. And then also being able to maneuver the ship around and do all the things you have to do while people are trying to kill you.
The privateer Lynx will be in Belfast through tomorrow, head to Northeast Harbor for a week, and then return to Belfast. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.